May 14th, 6:33 a.m. I am home. Well, what I'm calling home for the next 18 months, and shit's getting real. Anxiety, panic, 100% founded fear for my life and my mind. All that has been consuming me for the past 8 hours in here. A cornucopia of terror and regret has set in. I know you might think I've gone full-blown insane to actually put myself in jail. But I have a plan. Sorta. I'm working on it. All I know is that faced with being locked away, it just felt right in the moment. I can't trust myself out there, and until I can, I need to be cut off. No internet. No computers. Nothing for him to do but stare at four walls while I figure this shit out. Is it extreme? It's the definition of. But do I do anything any other way? And does he? Do you think I made the biggest mistake of my life doing this? If you do, you may not be wrong. I have no idea what to expect in here, and I'm not such an idiot to think it's gonna be rosy. The screams I heard from other inmates all night long have done a pretty solid job of already putting me on edge. Not to mention that I actually have to interact with all of these people on a daily basis. There's no escape from having people around all the time. Everywhere I turn, it's fucking claustrophobic, but I'm trying to get used to it. I have to. I have no illusions. I know, funny coming from me, that this is some sort of touchy-feely safe space for me to find myself, but it's the only option I had, and scary or not, I have to take it. I hope I can make it through this. But like I said, it's not like he'll cooperate in any other rational way. He's still refusing to tell me anything that happened that night, especially not where Tyrell is, so I gotta hold firm. If he's not talking, I'm not walking. It's that simple. So I gotta go to the brink to get to the other side. You understand, don't you? I mean, if I am crazy, the only way to beat it is with crazy. So that's where I stand on it. We'll see how this turns out. He wrote "eat a" in all caps here, and then he drew a massive dick. Also, a note from moi, Carla. It's weird to think he doesn't remember the first time we really met this day. Guess it was him and not Elliot anyway. Is there a difference? Elliot thinks so, but is Elliot the whole or merely a divided part? Not sure I know the answer to that. Anyway, all he said was he liked my blue eyeshadow. He was probably being sarcastic, but I took the compliment because I was needing one that day. 1:45 p.m. Fuck. I just came to and I'm back in my cell. I don't remember breakfast, kitchen duty, or lunch. Shit. This brings to light a huge fucking flaw in this plan. I don't want him loose in here with all these other criminals. Whatever it takes, I cannot let him take over. I have to keep control. If I can do that, he can draw all the dicks he wants, and it won't matter till he's honest with me. Anyway, I just have to stick to a little thing lame self-helpers like to call fake it till you make it. Speaking of pretending, well, it's sort of hard to explain, but, well, I'll just say it and you can make of it what you want. Okay, so when I checked in yesterday, and I walked down these dingy halls and got to my beyond fucking bleak new bachelor pad, I pretty much fucking lost it. On the inside. My brain was starting to melt down at the giant fucking ramifications of the reality I forced myself into. I'm definitely doubting if I did the right thing. Look, it felt really good to pretty much say fuck you right to his face during my sentencing. And if I'm being totally honest with you, I think I sort of hoped he would just go away while I was in here. That maybe, by being locked away, I could sever the ties from everything, including him. Like a panacea or something. Clearly that was an irrational pipe dream. So, when I got in here, I did all I could do to make it through. I just found it all a little easier to handle if I imagined myself.